Hello?
Oh, hi, Sean.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Yeah, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you. I know you called in earlier.
Yeah, I was trying to reactivate my account. I've just been busy and had a card change.
Oh, got it. Okay, so I have, let's see here. I have the billing in front of me, and then my only question would be, is on the new card, is it the same billing address on 86th Avenue, or did that change as well?
No, it's the same address.
Same. Okay, perfect. So then I can update the card number whenever you're ready.
I don't have the card number on me at the moment, but
okay.
Am I able to do it through the account?
You can. If you log on to your dashboard, I can send you the login again, but you probably already have it. But if you log in, it'll say your account is in suspension. Click here to, you know, upgrade or update. And so when you click on that, it'll take you to the billing page where you can update your card.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll go ahead and do it through that.
Please select this payment
Okay. Do you want me to send the login again? Or?
Yeah, just send the login. I also
okay.
was going to ask, is my account subscription, does that include, like, updates to my website you guys can make?
If you have your
so since you're just paying for hosting, they don't include extensive updates. If there's something simple, like, you know, a couple of pictures or a couple of minor revisions, they'll do it. But if it's extensive updating, then that would be for another charge. What was it that you wanted updated?
Well, I just wanted the look of my website to be different. I wanted there to be a place where someone can request an estimate, put their name, address. And, yeah, I just wanted to copy a website model I saw.
Oh, okay. So there is a form for people to put in their name and address and email and phone number, what they want on your site. It's just they have to scroll down to towards the bottom. If you want us, we can move that box. We can move it up to the very top if you want. You know, that's something that's simple. But what is the website that you were wanting us to mimic?
What website? I would have to look it up. I don't have it saved.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think, do I have, like, pictures in the top of my website in the front?
Yes, there's a cover photo that shows a man in like a, it looks like a, almost like a fire outfit. It's like a yellow outfit, but you're pressure washing a roof. And then in each section, there's pictures. When you go down, it says pressure washing, soft wash, gutter cleaning, roof cleaning, driveway cleaning. So there's pictures in each section. So one thing you can do when you go on the dashboard to take care of the payment, there's going to be a tab at the top where it says home, leads, business info. If you click on that business information tab, that's the tab that you can make revisions to the site on your end. So you can change the photos. You can, you know, delete some of them, you can add some of them, and any revisions that you make through that tab, they're automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay, and then something else I was having started with, adding a BBB tag that are Business Bureau to my website. I just, when I was trying to add the link, it wasn't working for me.
Okay.
So that's something that you guys can do for me.
Yeah, that's easy. You could send that to photos@localsplash.com. Or you could try when you go to the dashboard and click on business info and you look at the photos and you try to rearrange them or whatnot, the very last tab at the very bottom of the page says business documents. You could try to upload it there as well, and then we can add it to your site.
Okay. So
yeah, whatever
then,
is easier.
Mm-hmm. So I have to email anybody after I do that, or you guys will just receive it already?
No, yeah, we'll receive, because we'll recognize that it's your account as long as you send it from the miraclesolutionwash@gmail.com. That's the email that's tagged to your account. If you send it from a different email, then just indicate like, hey, this is for my account and my phone number is this, and you put in the phone number, then we can find the account and we know that that is, you know, attached to your account, right?
Yeah,
so we'll, you know, if it's the same email, that's easy. If not, just put your phone number in there too so we can look it up.
Okay, no worries. And then I actually do have a card now if you want to go ahead and
check it out. Oh, good. Okay, so let me go. Okay, so go ahead.
It's 5178.
Okay.
0596.
Got it.
5964.
Okay.
17.
What was before the 17? The phone cracked up.
It was 6617.
6617. Okay, that was the part I didn't hear, but I got it now. 6617 at the end. And then the expiration?
0729.
729. And the code?
The code was 796.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. That way you won't have any further issues. Today is... Okay, that one worked. I got the green light for you. So if you see an orange banner at the top of your site saying the information here is no longer being updated, that was just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment wasn't going through. That orange banner should be removed within one business day. But the good news
okay.
is we're on West Coast time. It's only 1 o'clock here, so I'm pretty sure that, you know, you're on the West Coast as well. It'll be gone, you know, today. But if not, no
okay.
later than tomorrow. Okay?
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Ben, for your
All right. You're very welcome, Sean. And then in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.